Or do you maybe call Oysa Kedusha and Oysa Chaimish? No, since Lamaisa still had force, it's a continuation of the first Kedushas Hashem. So therefore, since you paid it once with a Chaimish, you don't have to be Oysa the second time. And Liam Timson, if you want to tell me, in Timson Lema Hoden Guf Acha, Kiva Nabiyasa Kedusha Koyim, Oysa Chaimish, even though what this time is another Guf. But since the mice is still the same Kedushas Oshem that you have on the first carbon, therefore Siddur the Hegdishani, and you don't have to be Mice of a Chaimish, if so, Ella, what's going to be in Eschap of the Yachar where you lost the middle one, and you had a Kapor with something else with a different carbon? Then if you sell the then when you find it becomes the carbon Ella Mao, here's a Gishayla. The Mice of Chaimish, Bireis Aguf, Bireis Kedusha. When do you have to be Mice of a Chaimish, the same Guf, the same Kedusha? Avlo here, where it's Kedusha Cheret, it's a different Kedusha, now it came with the Korban Ola. So this one, you weren't Meis of a Chaimish yet. So maybe late, maybe it's not called like you're Meis of a Chaimish already. This is like a Hegdish Rishon, now you have to be Meis of a Chaimish. Or do you maybe know, Kivan the Yaisa Gufu, Kivan the Yaisa Gufu, ain't a Meis of a Chaimish, since the Meisa, this is still called Hamshacha, the first one, maybe it's still called like a Hegdish Sheni, it's not called like a Hegdish Rishon. Maybe you won't have to be Meis of a Chaimish. That's why Taika is still blind to Shiloh. If this is considered a Hegdish Sheni, that you'd be Potter from be Meis of a Chaimish when you played with the Baal Mum? Or maybe no, maybe since it's changed over into a new Kedusha now, it's called like a Hegdish Rishon, and the Wisp becomes a Baal Mum, and you want to be played with it, you would have to be Meis of a Chaimish. Shenech Mami, that's a Suffolk. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Yudamid Aleph on top with four lines down. Boyi Rami Vachome. Rami Vachome is to shout like this. Matish Moisev Chaimish Oy Mechaper Moisev Chaimish. That's what we say, Allah, if you have a korban, when it becomes a Baal Mum, so if the owner is paid for it now, he has to add an extra fifth to pay the Hegdish the money. So Shalom, let's say Reuven was Makdish the Behema
for Shimon's sake, that Shimon should have a Kapara. So which one of them now has the locker when he's paid for it, he has to be Meis of a Chaimish. So Omar Rava says, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'yim ha-Makdish yigur les beisoy. So clearly the Makdish, the one that made it Hegdish. So the Dik is Makdish v'loy mischaper. That a Reuven that was Makdish the Behema, even though he did it for the purpose that Shimon should have a Kapara, but since Reuven was the one that was Makdashit, he's called the owner of this korban. So later when it becomes a Baal Mum, if Reuven goes to redeem it, he'll have to be Meis of a Chaimish, and not if Shimon is part of it. Now, Boyi Rami Bachom, here's another shah like this. Boyi Rami Bachom, Makdash Oysa Tumura, or Mischaper Oysa Tumura, in a similar case, where Reuven was Makdash the korban, for Shimon's sake, that Shimon should have a kapora from it. Let's say Shimon had a chiv to bring a korban Oshem. So Reuven was makdish to korban Oshem that Shimon should have a kapara for it. And now the question is, they want to make tamura. Who is called the bailam of this korban to make tamura? Could Reuven take his own behemoth chul next to it and say zutachazu? Or maybe only Shimon, who's called the owner, the mechaper, the one that receives the kedusha from it, the kapara from it, Shimon, or the one that was makdish at Reuven? So my rabbi sounds like this. In Cain, like if you're going to tell me that the makdish is called the owner, he can make tamura on it. In Cain, you could find then mitzino tzibur, a korban tzibur like, or a tzibur that's using the korban, or else for shutfim, that isim tamura, even though they're receiving the kapara from the korban, the shutfim of the tzibur, still they should be able to make tamura on this korban. Could going well be the case. The salvia shliach liakdusha, let's say the shutfim or the tzibur made a shliach to be makdish to korban. So who was makdish to korban? Only one person. So if you tell me now the Bailim, the one that was Makdashit, he's called the Bailim, so he should be able to make Tamura then. And we know we owe the Klal that a Korban Tzibur, a Korban Shutfin, has no Din Tamura. So this should be a proof really that who makes the Tamura? The Mischaper, the one that receives the Kapara. And in this case here, since it's Shutfin or Tzibur receiving the Kapara, therefore there's no Tamura on this Korban. So that should be one proof. For Yoit, secondly, the Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Huna. Tony will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Karbonoi LaHashem al Nizroi, the Nozer should bring a korban for himself. Melvad, excluding Hashem Tasek Yod, the Mashmah, we can't afford it. then mashmi he brings a different korban. So the question is, v'chi nozer nidin behesek yad, like is nozer have halacha whether he can't afford it to bring another korban? There's no din hesek yad by nozer. There's one korban a nozer has to bring. There's no korban elu b'yerid. So a ketzad, what does the pasuk mean to say the din of hesek yad by a nozer? A ketzad. So more sounds like this. Korban el Hashem means al nizroi shehifris mishaloi. That if a nozer sets aside a korban for himself, very good. He's yoytz, he's mechapa with that korban. Then the pasuk says novada shatasik yode means shehifris shaloi achirim. That somebody else was mafresh a korban for the nozer. So Gemara says, like, what's the chiddush here that somebody else could be mafresh the korban for the nozer? What's the chiddush? You like, if you want to tell Malini Kaporo, Stam Poshet Geret, that the nozer does not have to bring his own korban, somebody else could bring it for him. So Gemara asks right now, Pshita, like, of course, why not? Pshita de Mechapalei, why not? Like, why can't Reuven bring a korban for the nozer? Why not? You don't need a pasuk for that. Ella, since the pasuk says a special chiddush that if somebody else has makdish the korban still is good, it must mean a lenient tamura. That the parasha of tamura teaches what? That fochi korban. This is what the pasuk means to teach us. That af kishe frishalei achirim, even though somebody else was makdish this korban for you, you know the locher is oisa tamura. That you, the one that receives kapora from it, you can make tamura. You call the bialim of the korban. If so, Shmamin, here it should be a good proof that Bosa Mischapar Razlinon, to we go Bosa the Mischapar, the one that receives Kapora, he's called the owner of the Korban again to the din of Tamura. He's the one that can make Tamura and not the original Makdish. So where it says Loi, it could be there's no proof from over here. Hatayu Liinyin Kapora. It could be the Pasuk is only teaching us the Chiddush that somebody else could bring a Korban for the Nazir and the Nazir has a Kapora. Ayu de Kokashlok, he had a question on this. The Kuru Matana, the Koyoivle, the person is giving a Matana right now. So why not? Why can't he give a Matana? Smar says, yes, the Chiddush is, Ilav, the Reba Rachman. The third, what is it, an extra Pasuk over here, of Mivada Shatasik Yodoi, that somebody else could bring the cover for you. Have him in, I would have thought to say, Gzeros HaKosiv over here is a special Gzeros HaKosiv. The what? Korbona means, Mididei Huda Mechaper, that a Nozer has to bring his own korban. From his own korban, he has a kapara. But Midiacherim Lo, if somebody else brings a korban for him, maybe the Nozer has no kapara. That's a special pasuk of Korbonoi. It's Kamash Mlanom, Melvana Shatasig, that somebody else could also bring it. And that's not the dig from the word Korbonoi. So the kids, from this pasuk, there's no proof to say, he go boss to the Mechaper. So still the Gemara asks, if so, my heavy law. What's the maskana right now? What talk is the maskana? And the Tosis, the Shita speaks out, Alechur, what's the more shalom? We brought the first raya. The Ruv on the Korban Tzibah should be a proof. So he says, no, for that is not clear proof either. Because since the locher is, when the Tzibah is makdish it for themselves, there's no din tamura, so that we can understand even if somebody else is also makdish it for the Tzibah. The Maisa there, still, there's no din tamura. So it could be there's no proof, even though you go bust of the Makdish, but since when they're Makdish it themselves for the Tzibah, it's no good, who would then the Shlich also would not be good? So kids, we don't have any clear proof, what's the locha by Tamura? Do we go after the Makdish, or do we go after the Mischapir? Tamura says, my heavy law, what comes out, what's the Maskona? Tarshima coming here. Diyom Rabavu, Am Rab Yechanon, Makdish Moisev Chaymish, the one that's Makdish it, he's talking Moisev like we had before. It says Hamakdish. It says Makdish. V'yim Hamakdish Yigoyel. So the one that was Makdish the korban, even though for somebody else, when he redeems it, becomes a Balmum, he has to be Moisa the Chaimish. Or Mischaper Moisa Tumura. And the one that receives Kapora from the korban, he's the owner to make Tumura in the Hanami. We kaka go boss of the Mischaper. And Teru Mishle Ashelacherim. Let's say you take off Truma on your Paris for somebody else, the part of somebody else. Even though you're doing it for somebody else's sake, still the locher is Tevis and Nashalai, you have the right to take the money, if somebody will pay you money to give it to them Mishpacha. My time, what's the reason? On the corner, the Pasuk says, as Kol Maitza Tfu Oscha V'Nasata, that as long as it's your Tfu, even though you're giving away to somebody else, you're the Bailam of it, you get the Tevis and Noh. So you can say, that's the Chiddush over here, that you would get the Tevis and Noh, the one that was made the Truma, but the Chiddush is by Tmura, we go bosa the mischaper. Here, now the Mishnah says, Ein memirin loy evrin biyubrin. You can't take tamura, you can't make tamura le'evrim b'yuvrim. Means an aver of a behemoth chulin, let's say just a leg, you just want this leg to be kaddish, to become tamura b'yuvrim, from a behemoth, from an ubrim is just the fetus itself. And v'loy uvrin b'yevrin. You can't make an uber from a behemoth chulin become tamura, or from an aver from a behemoth kachim. And v'loy uvrin v'yevrim b'shlemim. Who then you can't take from a behemoth chulin, just one aver of it, just one limb of it, or else just the uber, just the fetus of it, and you want it to become tamura, or for shlemim, or for korban that's shlemim, that also you can't do. And v'loy shlemim behem. You can't take a behemoth chulin, a shalom, a whole behemoth chulin, and say, zu, this behemoth chulin should be tachas zeh, means tachas the uber of a behemoth kachim, or tachas just one regal of the behemoth kachim, that you cannot do. Rabbi Yossi says, meimirin avrim b'shlemim. You could make tomorrow just an aver. If you have just a leg of this behemoth, of your behemoth chulin, you want to say this leg should be kaddish, tachas the korban, tachas the shlemim, that you could do, because once you want to do shibichal upon the leg, automatically it's mispashed over the whole behemah. So that's like making tmura on the whole behemah. But the opposite way, no, even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Avoloi shlemim behen, but you can't take a behemah's chulun of the whole behemah and say, you want this whole behemah to be tachas, just the regal of the kachim. That you cannot do. Just the regal, or just the aver of a kachim, that you cannot do. The Amr of Yosef, Yosef says like this, V'haloi, the Mekdoshim, when you be Makdash Behema, Hoi, Meragla Shozu, Oila, Kuli, Oila. Just like you go to regular Behema, and you say, you just want the regular, just the foot of this Behema, to become into a Korban Oila. So Yosef's Shita is that the Nespashat of the whole Behema, and that's luck of a Korban Oila. Is after the same thing, Kishiyoi, Meragla Shazu, Tachazu, Tekula, Tumura, Tachter. If you just take the aver of a behemoth chulin, just the leg of it, and you say you want this leg to become tamura, tachas the behemoth kachim, say, the kedusha tachas chal upon the leg, and once the kedusha's tamura is chal upon the leg, it's automatically in the spashit, it spreads over the whole behemoth. So it's sitting like the kitsi of being makdish the whole behemoth, therefore the tamura is chal. But everybody is maskim that just on an aver, on a limb, or just on the uber, if the kedusha would only be chal upon that, then it's not chal tomorrow. Gemara says itma. The other Gemara says itma. Not like this. Ba'apada oima ba'apada says he holds ein kedusha chalo alubrin. In case you have a behema, pregnant behema, and you only want to be marked as just the uber, just the fetus inside it, so it's not chal. That's ba'apada shita. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kedusha Chal Alubrin. Yes, if you want to go be Makdish, a pregnant behema, and you only want to be Makdish just the Uber, you could do that. A staka could be Chal Hegdish on the Uber alone. So verse is like this. V'yoz the Rabbi Yechanan Tam, Rechanan goes according to his own Tam, to his own Chita. That the Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, Hegdish Chatis Muberes. If a person is Makdish, he did a Chet, he has to bring a Chatis. So he's makdish a pregnant behema to be his chatis. So lachor is v'yolda, then later the behema gives birth, and then even if one gets lost, lachor is rotza bo mischaper, rotza belada mischaper. It doesn't make a difference, he has the choice, he could have his kapor from either one of them. And as what's the pshat? That when you first makdish this pregnant behema, it's like you makdish both, the behema and the uber itself. Lachray is as if to say you use one, and the other one is fachrayis of it. Because otherwise, if you can't be makdish uber, then the pshat is the only makdish the behemer itself. True, since the behemer becomes kaddish, the locher is the uber of a behemer also has kedusha, but not because you are makdish it just by itself. And there's a special locher that a vlad chatis. Let's say you are makdish a behemer to become a chatis, and the lady becomes pregnant and has a kid. The vlad chatis is lemisa ozlas, one of the hey halochis of a chatis. So that's not gemina. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold the chetchila, you could be makdish the uber. So when you first go to be makdish this pregnant behema, it's like you made two kedushas. You made a kedusha on the mother and on the vlad. So therefore, this vlad is not called the vlad chatis, but it has its own kedusha like. Therefore, it's not lemis ozlo. But according to Bar Poda, in such a case, since you cannot be makdish the uber itself, so when you makdish the pregnant mother, so true, it's chal din kedusha saguf, a din chatis on the mother. But now the vlad inside also has kedusha. als Vlad Chattis, but not because you were makdish it by itself against the Kedusha. And that's the machlokes we'll see later on, where the Kedusha is first chal after it's born, or where the Kedusha is chal, no, even in the mother's stomach. But I call upon, and that's called the Vlad Chattis, that would be Lemis Oslo. That's Reb Yochanan's Chiddush of Kitzi. He says two halachas of Yochanan, that you could be makdish and uber, and also when you makdish them together, both is chal. So Gemara says, we need both halachas of Reb Yochanan. The Yashmina Bach Kamaisa, stand that you could be makdish to uber,